I will chant a mantra, which usually I don't chant. And then you will see the hydration ceremony is the term that I coined. The Sanskrit term is Abhishekam, which is bathing the Lord with water, mostly water. That's why I call it hydration. But hydrogen is life. Hydrogen is God. Hydrogen is proton. That's only to limit him. But still, hydrogen is the beginning. We will be dehydrated and die too. The plants will die too. Everything will die with hydrogen. That's why when you do this, you will be hydrated. Even Jesus says to be hydrated in baptism. Baptism is a hydration. Water will transform you. You can't live without it. So when it's not simply a ritual, which is meaningless, it is scientific. And as you pour water, and then the milk is what? It's the blood of the cow. The cow is a sacred animal. The sacred animal representing Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth. So you want wealth. So you have that. And then there is also the fruit juice. And then there is turmeric water. And you will watch her doing that. And then I will be chanting a mantra which I have never chanted before. The mantra is Nataraja. What does Nataraja mean? Nata means to walk, activity, to move. He is going to activate you. Activity is important. If there is no activity, there is no life. And he is dancing to create this world. And while you do this, I can give a long lecture. I don't want to do that. But as you see that, also see him in your third eye, which is the pineal gland. As a form of light, you look at your third eye. And with your physical eyes, you look at the statue. And now we will start, and then we will start with Ganesha, who is the first and foremost god to be revered. Then she will hydrate him now. Om Gham Ganapataye Namaha. He is waiting to remove your obstacles. He's going to disclose to you what is going to happen. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now you can put the water on Shiva, dancing Shiva. Om Natarajaya Namaha. Natarajaya Namaha. Natarajaya Namaha. Om Natarajaya Namaha. Om Natarajaya Namaha. Om Natarajaya Namaha. You will make your body active, your mind active. Your soul active in the most profound way. With the divine energy. Om Narayanaya Namaha. Om Narayanaya Namaha. Om Narayanaya Namaha. Om Narayanaya Namaha. Om Natarajaya Namaha. Om Natarajaya Namaha. Om Natarajaya Namaha. Shivaya Namaha. Namah Shivaya. Shivaya namah. Angya namah Shivaya. Nam namah Shivaya. Vang vaya namasi. Shing Shivaya namah. Mang Mashivaya namah. Nadarajaya namah. Nadarajaya namah. Nadarajaya namah. Nadarajaya namah. I'm going to pray on behalf of all of you, for removal of all your difficulties, physical, mental, relationship, spiritual, all difficulties in these areas and other areas will be removed through the grace of Lord Shiva. He is working constantly, enabling you to breathe and live. Every moment of life is precious. The body has been given to us to realize God, to realize your body as God's abode. There is no room for any diseases, sorrow, suffering, because God lives. Jesus lives in your body. Shiva lives in your body. Vishnu lives in your body. All the gods live in your body. The body is divine. In this golden age, the body can turn into light. I want to encourage you to spend your time, the rest of the time, in prayer. It's a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Now, slowly, slowly come back to yourself and open your eyes.